Hello, young friends. Thank you for joining us in our series, God Knows the Whole Enchilada. These devotionals are taken from Psalms 139. This is Sister Hope McCarty, and we are on week 8, with this week's focus being, He's Got a Plan for You. Our verses for meditation are Psalms 139, verses 15 to 16. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion, as I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. Friends, as each microscopic cell was being formed, God was watching and supervising. He took his time to form not only your tiny little fingers, but the precise fingernails to protect the delicate tips of your fingers. He joined forces with organs and fluids to form complex systems. You are so sophisticated that he took the time to match your hair color with your eyes and skin tone. And even in the dark womb, he could clearly see every pore on your moist skin. Yes, God saw you long before you were born, and he wrote a script that only you could perform. Young friends, your loving God knows the whole enchilada, and he has a wonderful plan for your life. Doesn't it make sense to trust the man with the plan, the one who drew the blueprints? Think about it. Else but God knows the exact number of hairs on your head. Why would God take so much time and effort to form you with such distinction? If he has a plan for your life, doesn't it make sense to ask him precisely what that plan is? Praying for you. As I pray for you, please personalize. Father, you watched each young adult as he or she was being formed in his or her respective mother's womb. You saw each child before they were even born, Lord. Every day of their lives was recorded in your book. Every moment was thought out before a single day had passed. Oh Lord, you truly know these young people. You truly know all about them. Guide and direct their unique paths this week, and continue to reveal to their hearts your great love for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, young friend. Blessings, Sister Hope and Christy. And here is something we want you to remember from Believing God by Beth Moore. God is who he said he is. He can do what he says he can do. I am who he says I am, and you are who he says you are. I can do all things through Christ. You can do all things through Christ. God's word is alive and active in us. Thank you. Until next week.